Okay, everybody, here we go. Are you ready for this one? Because I think I am. Let's do this. It is my post-market wrap-up on this Tuesday, December 20, 2022. You know, before we talk about the markets, which is just some kind of side effect of the dog shit, cat shit, wrapped up in bird shit environment that we are currently in, which is sincerely getting way, way, way out of control. Let's talk more about that for a moment here. So we understand what's going on here, at least what just happened with regard to the Bank of Japan and how their action here by allowing the 10-year yield to float as opposed to being fixed at zero, you know, sent a ripple effect around the world. And we watched a sell-off occur with regard to the global bond market. So what has to happen here? Let's think logically, okay? Two things can happen, and I want to hear from you as to what you believe the next steps are going to be. Let's set up a couple of hypothetical situations here. Personally, I do not like, before we get started here, seeing the current trajectory higher with regard to the MMRI. We are clearly and have been for quite a long time in a high risk zone, but it's been stable. It's been stable for a long time, months. Now, well, not so much, especially today. We watched that MMRI rise along with the 10-year yield. The US dollar took a hit today on a relative strength basis, but let's put out a couple of scenarios here. Number one, the issue with Japan and the global debt market gets out of control. We start to see bonds sell off faster. We see bond yields rising around the world. Do you believe right now at this point that central banks are going to allow this to happen? In other words, if the debt market were allowed to let go right now and implode, okay, a massive sell-off here in the global debt market would melt down global stock markets. I think we're clear on this here, the complete opposite of what low rates have done to create distortions that are so magnificently off the Richter scale right now that all of this is going to get very real. So first case scenario, okay, as I just said, do you believe that central banks are going to allow the global debt market to get real? In other words, find some kind of normalcy, because right now it's in that place called La La Land that I refer to all the freaking time. Where is La La Land? I don't know. Maybe it's up somebody's wazoo, but it's not a fun place to be, in my opinion. So gauging from what you're seeing, understanding the issue here, the global debt market is all-encompassing and every single thing hinges upon it. Your way of life hinges upon action here in the debt market. If that gets out of control and we start to see a massive sell-off here in the debt market, again, yields are going to spike in an uncontrolled fashion. The MMRI will shoot way over 300. It could go into the thousands. I mean, in a total free fall environment, global stock markets melt down bigger than anyone could possibly imagine here. And the global economy just stops functioning. That's scenario number one. Do you believe that is about to happen? Or number two, do you believe that central banks are going to step up their purchases of debt? Me personally, if I had to pick one of the two scenarios, I believe it's number two. Central banks are not ready yet to pull the plug. They're not ready yet because a few things are going on. Number one, and this is something I push home pretty much every single day, there is not enough people yet fully 100% dependent on their system. They need this mechanism to evolve further. They need more slaves to the system. They need more inflation. They're going to continue to inflate. They need more people to lose their jobs. As Fed President Daly said recently, that's the way to control inflation. Have people lose their jobs. In other words, crush the economy faster and a lot more, as you and I have outlined here. What's the Fed really doing here and other central banks by raising rates? They're not doing a damn thing about inflation here. It was never meant since day one, you know that if you've been with me, to stop inflation or even slow it down. All it's meant to do is kill demand, crush demand, slow the economy, and eventually some miracle is going to happen, according to central bankers, and that is we will see inflation come down. Not a peep, not a word, not a mention, not a syllable, nothing about contracting the money supply. It's all about inflating the money supply, which is the root cause here, the root cause for inflation. But you're not supposed to know that. Not a single propaganda ministry today will allow you to know that. They think you're stupid. They think you're retarded. And I know that is not you, but they believe you are. Anyway, so the two scenarios. Number one, they allow the system to melt down right now. And I mean, people have no idea whatsoever what's coming down the pike here. In a worst case scenario, a meltdown in this debt market where the real crash is going to start. Again, stock markets go up, stock markets go down, gets people rattled. But the key to this entire situation is the debt market. You know that. If you've been with me, I think, honestly, I have been a first line soldier on this topic since I started this over a decade ago, trying to explain to people that it's the debt market that matters and every single thing derives value from debt market action. So everything else, including obviously world equity markets, stock markets, are nothing but a derivative. They derive value from what's happening in the debt market. So henceforth, they are derivatives, all right? I'm not talking about the actual derivative market, which is another nightmare scenario beyond anyone's wildest dreams. It's something else that's not on the elemental chart. It doesn't exist. It's just digits on a screen compiled by other digits on a screen and a side bet over here and a series of side bets over there. It's astronomical and no one knows how big it is. If there's a number higher than a quadrillion, it's probably bigger than that. And every single day, it keeps getting larger and larger. And it's all part of the illusion of the markets, the illusion that things are going to function the way that they are. You never hear about this stuff. When you hear, for example, a politician, a central banker talking about, let's just talk about the national debt, okay, or whatever it might be. When they're talking about debt, they're talking about it at face value. If you understand that debt is a tradable instrument that has a whole side series of bets on it called derivatives, it becomes, you know, literally a whole new entity among itself. It's not just the debt at face value. People are told that, oh, the national debt is X. But then if you consider all the side bets along with that, it's just beyond anyone's wildest imagination. The whole system is so corrupted. It's just, you know, it functions only because central banks continue to fuel it like the biggest Ponzi scheme that it is in the history of the universe, in the history of the world. And people are already paying a terrible price for this. The side effect, people, and it's in your face, of central bank action is global inflation, which has nowhere to go but higher, because central banks are doing nothing other than raise rates, and they want you to believe that that's the only solution. I want you to think about how asinine, I love that word, asinine this is. Central banks want you to believe that the solution here, the only one solution, is that they will raise rates and raise rates and raise rates, and that miraculously is going to create a miracle, and inflation is going to drop. Not to mention, again, a peep about the root cause of the problem, which is an inflating money supply. You understand? This is so simple, this stuff. It's so easy to understand. If you just have the slightest idea, a clue, if people were told the truth, let's say via Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, pick one, I think there would be a revolt. I really, really do. But they're so dumbed down and distracted. Focus on this. Don't look over here. Keep people angry. Keep them divided. Keep them in some altered state where they have no idea of what reality actually is. But this is going to get very real, and you all know that. You understand? I think most of you do. So here's what I believe is going to happen here. I don't believe, as I said earlier, that central banks have done creating more slaves to the system. They need to force the global economy to contract much, much further. Much, much further. Inflation needs to continue to rise. The pressure on the people of the middle class needs to continue to rise. So these people are getting squashed down into the lower rung of society as we are going into this extreme haves, extreme have-not scenario here, a two-tier society, a feudal system. This three-tier society that we have here, you know, with the middle class, is a new thing. The middle class is a new thing. If you look back on history, it's always been the feudal overlords, okay, and then the peasants, the serfs that serve, that basically are property of the overlords here, and they're kind of linked to the land, and that's what they're doing here as well. The powers that be here, the central banks, that's who they are. They are the world government, the one world government that you and I have known about, like forever, would finally develop. Well, here it is. We let this happen. By allowing central banks to run the entire financial system and everything connected to it, we lose, okay? If we can ever get it back, which we never will, they're too powerful. There's no greater power on this earth than the Federal Reserve. Why? Because the Federal Reserve has the full backing of the U.S. military, including its entire nuclear arsenal. And they will point that outward or inward to make sure that their end game is fulfilled. You understand? That's it. Once you realize that, I think things will become more clear to you. The Federal Reserve has their own police. Do you know that? They have their own police. And they're untouchable. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, without any oversight whatsoever. They are completely and totally independent, the Federal Reserve. And they are doing things, people, under the table, off balance sheet, that I think if people were privy to this information, it would frighten them very much. Who do you think funds all these wars? Where do you think all the cash comes from that we are sending over to Ukraine or other parts of the world to foster wars for this project, for that project, the trillions of dollars that Congress just came up with their new spending bill? Where does the cash come from? We don't have it. We're absolutely destitute and broken. That's the nature of the beast. It's a debt-based system, and you all know that. Anyway, this is gold. This stuff I'm telling you right now, it's gold. And if you can educate yourself and understand all of this, trust me on this, you're so far ahead of the curve, it's not even funny. Anyway, just, you know, real quick before we go touch over on the markets. So Wells Fargo, you know, the Wall Street super bank here, they're ordered to pay $3.7 billion in fines over widespread illegal activity. Me and you think we'd be paying a fine, or you think we'd be in a slam you up the rear end prison with our hands tied behind our back? I think that's exactly what would happen to you and I. But these, you see, let me explain this to you. If this, any super bank is forced to pay X amount of billions of dollars, that means they made 10 times that in their illegal activity. They factor it in. These Wall Street banks, believe me, they're always ahead of the curve. They have think tanks that say, okay, we're gonna pull off this, that, and the other thing. We're gonna make so much money off of it, it's gonna be just beyond belief. And of course, we're gonna get caught, and we'll get a hand slap and have to pay a fine. The fine is factored in. Just $3.7 billion? Let me tell you something about that. These big wigs over at Wells Fargo, they're having a sigh of relief. Oh, thank God it was so little. You know, and then we can all pad our bank accounts. You understand? I think you do. This is how twisted this whole thing is. It's all baked into the cake. The fines are baked into the cake. They all do this illegal activity. And the one of the best part of it? They pay these fines without actually admitting any guilt. We're going to pay this fine of X. We're not going to admit any guilt. And they're all going to be fine. This is why they don't go to jail, because they don't have to admit that they're guilty of anything. They just pay a fine. It's brushed under the table. No guilt, no handcuffs, no bang you up the rear end jail cell for you. You understand? I think you do. Who's getting banged up the rear end? Well, how about you and Nate? Okay? As this entire shit show just evolves into some other kind of thing that is, frankly, beyond belief. With regard to the market, didn't do anything today, okay? Stock market, relatively flat. Silver put on a hell of a gain today. Gold did very well. Cryptocurrencies did good. Crude oil catching a bid here. Like I said, US dollar falling today, about 0.72% on a relative strength basis. And the 10-year yield is rising with this global market debt market sell-off, MMRI higher, risk in this market is getting greater. Do I like what I'm seeing right now? No, I don't like it. I did like it when the 10-year yield had remained stable. The MMRI, stable. You know, these things is what made me say, I believe the chances are, a few weeks ago, that we were going to get an end-of-year rally. But this, things are a little bit different now. And this is why this is so complicated and why this freaking crap gives me a headache here. It's always a game of incomplete information. It's always a game where you never know what's going to come out of left field, like what Japan just did. And then you have another dynamic to deal with here. But look, it's not gonna, that's fine. Whatever happens, you and me, we're going to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central bank, hold physical assets, gold, silver, my favorite asset of all time here. Hedge your positions if you're in this market. Make sure you're getting paid to hold it. For example, JEPI is something I own a lot of. Anyway, look, people, I think you have the situation down. But I want you to always ponder the things that I talk about here. For example, this the whole first half of this video, probably if you're new here, you've never heard this stuff before, but it should make sense to you. Do the pieces kind of click? Do they fit together when I outline these things for you? Or is it really, what I'm trying to do is break down a very complex topic and put it into like little compartments that are easy to understand. Understand? You understand? Anyway. That's the story. I hope you got something out of this video. If you did, please share it and please comment. I love reading the comments. They're very important. Watch for scammers out here, people with my face, telling you to contact them with little check marks and little things like that. Scammers, okay? People are still getting hit by these scammers. My moderators, please help me out here. I'm trying my hardest to get rid of these scammers, and they just keep coming back. With that said, people, look, ponder these things, as I said. Consider what this all means for you. The environment we're in is going to downward spiral a lot faster than we're seeing right now. And this is solely the purpose here of what central banks are doing to the world right now. These organizations, the public enemy number one, central banks are the enemy. It's not you. It's not me. It's not our religion, our background, our skin color. That's what they want to do. They want you to hate these people because of that, hate these people because of this. They want us all to hate each other. And we need to love each other and embrace each other. No matter where we are in the world, no matter what color skin we have, no matter what religion we follow, we need to love each other. If we all did that, we'd be so much stronger and maybe we'd be able to take down these organizations. But being divided, we can't do a damn thing. And they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us every freaking day, louder and louder. All right. I will see all of you in the morning. If you like this video, please, I could use that thumbs up. I'll see you tomorrow.